Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, there was a charge on my credit card from a quality structured dwelling for Kenneth Clay.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Okay, it's 24502.
And your first and last name?
Kenneth Clay.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am.
All right, take your time.
Okay, ma'am, do you mind spelling that first and last name?
Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Clay, C-L-A-Y.
Yes, ma'am, I did locate an account matching that information, and for security purposes, can you verify the address?
5812 Rhonda Road, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24502.
Yes, ma'am, is there another address that could possibly be on file?
No.
Okay, so that wasn't his account. Give me one moment. As a last resort, can you provide the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card that has been charged?
Hold on one second. All right, it's 5278 is the first 4.
The first 6, ma'am.
527854.
And the last 4?
8572.
Okay, I found it under Jennifer Clay. Can you verify that address?
5812 Rhonda Road, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24502.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here on the account that on the 16th of November, a survey or a contest was entered for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. By doing that, it enrolled you into our Bite Tub meal planner app, which provides meal plans and recipes to help you cook better and eat better. That's why you were charged $49.89 and the account was canceled. The reason we can't issue a refund is because when the account was created, you were under a 3D verification screening saying that the charges weren't fraudulent. So the most we could do for you is cancel out the account. And for a refund, you would have to call your financial institution.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a good day.